I would like for you to get your Bibles and turn to two portions of Scripture. I would like for you to turn first to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And when you turn to Romans chapter 8, put a little marker there. And then turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. So we're going to turn to Romans chapter 8 first. Put a marker there, and then turn to 1 John chapter 4, and have 1 John 4 on your lap. I want to speak today in continuation of our series about who am I. We've been looking at who we are in Christ. And when we begin to understand more and more of who we are, there is something freeing about it. And so today I want to speak with you about I am loved. I am loved. I am a child of God. I am saved.
Soy salvado.
I am redeemed.
Soy redimido.
I'm sanctified.
Soy santificado.
I'm justified by faith.
Soy justificado por fe.
But I want to speak today about I am loved.
Pero hoy vamos a hablar de que yo soy amado.
In 1 John chapter 4,
en el libro de Primera de Juan, capítulo 4,
I want us to read verses 7 through 11.
Quiero que leamos el versículo 7 al 11.
And then we'll turn to Romans 8. Romans 4, I mean, 1 John 4, 7 says, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
Los unos a los otros, porque el amor viene de Dios.
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Y todo el que ama ha nacido de él y lo conoce.
Anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
El que no ama no conoce a Dios, porque Dios es amor.
In this way, the love of God was revealed to us.
Así manifestó Dios su amor entre nosotros.
That God sent His only begotten Son into the world.
En que Él envió a su Hijo unigénito al mundo.
That we might live through Him.
Para que vivamos por medio de Él.
In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
En esto consiste el amor. No en que nosotros hayamos amado a Dios, sino que en Él, que Él nos amó y envió a su Hijo para que fuera ofrecido.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we must also love one another.
Queridos hermanos, ya que Dios nos ha amado así, también nosotros debemos amarnos unos a los otros.
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
Ahora vamos a voltear al libro de Romanos.
And I want us to begin reading at verse 31.
En Romanos capítulo 8 y versículo 31.
And it says, What then shall we say to these things?
Dice así, ¿qué diremos frente a esto?
If God is for us, who can be against us?
Dios está en nuestra parte, ¿quién podrá estar contra nosotros?
He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?
El que no escatimó ni a su propio Hijo, sino que lo entregó por todos nosotros, ¿cómo no habrá de darnos generosamente junto con Él todas las cosas?
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
¿Quién acusará a los que Dios ha escogido?
It is God who justifies.
Dios es el que justifica.
Who is he who condemns?
¿Quién condenará?
It is Christ who died, yes, who is risen, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
Cristo Jesús es el que murió. En exclusivo resucitó, y esta es la a la derecha de Dios y intercede por nosotros.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
¿Quién nos apartará del amor de Cristo?
Shall tribulation,
la tribulación,
or distress,
o la angustia,
or persecution,
o la persecución,
or famine,
o el hambre,
or nakedness,
la iniquidad,
or peril,
el peligro,
or sword,
o la violencia.
As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Así está escrito. Por tu causa siempre nos lleva a la muerte. Nos trata como una oveja para el matadero.
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Sin embargo, en todo esto somos más que vencedores.
Now,
now
notice verses 38 to the end of the chapter. Paul says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities nor powers,
ni los ángeles ni los demonios, ni lo presente ni lo por venir,
neither things present nor things to come, neither height nor depth,
ni los poderosos,
nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ni lo alto ni lo profundo, ni las cosas algunas en toda la creación podrá apartarnos del amor que Dios nos ha manifestado en Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor.
I am loved.
Yo soy amado.
Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for your word. I pray that through your word you would speak to us today. And so I pray that, Lord, you would make very real this truth to every heart. And I pray most importantly that we would realize that you will never, ever hate us. But in Christ Jesus, you will love us until the very end. And so bless the preaching of your word, we pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In the world today,
en el mundo de hoy,
people are looking all around the world, if you will.
La gente está mirando todo alrededor del mundo.
They're looking all over the place for love.
Están mirando donde sea por amor.
There is something within the heart of man that desires to be loved.
Hay algo dentro del corazón del hombre que necesita ese amor.
They want to feel special.
Ellos necesitan sentirse especial.
And so there is something within us that desires to be loved.
So hay algo entre nosotros que necesitamos ese amor.
And I personally believe,
y yo creo personalmente,
that God put that within the heart of man,
que Dios puso ese deseo en el hombre,
ultimately to seek after God,
últimamente para buscar a Dios,
to be fulfilled in love.
Para llenarnos en vida.
When you consider the scriptures that we first read,
cuando consideramos las escrituras que leímos primero,
the Apostle John said of God that He is love.
El apóstol Juan dijo de Dios que él era, el primero era amor.
It's not that God loves only.
No es que solamente Dios ama.
But His very person, who He is love.
Pero él mismo, su persona, él es amor.
God loves humanity.
Dios ama la humanidad.
We all know the heart of the Bible, John 3:16.
Nosotros conocemos el corazón de la Biblia, que es Juan 3:16.
Where it says, for God so loved the world.
Que dice que porque Dios amó al mundo.
God's love for the earth and ultimately for you as human beings,
el amor de Dios por el mundo y últimamente por usted,
was the reason for the cross.
Fue la razón que la cruz pasó.
God loves humanity. He loves you.
Dios ama la humanidad. Dios te ama a ti.
And within the heart of man, aside from desiring after love,
y muy dentro del corazón del hombre, el deseo por ese amor,
God put within man the desire for relationship.
Dios puso ese deseo por una relación.
There is something within the heart of man that desires to have friends and relationships.
Hay algo muy dentro de esa persona que desea esa amistad con personas.
That's the reason why these social platforms of today are so popular.
Por eso es la razón de que todas estas cosas sociales en internet son muy populares.
People want to have friends.
Gente quiere tener amigos.
They just love when someone hits like on their post.
La gente ama cuando alguien le gusta lo que ellos pusieron.
Nowadays, all you got to do is hit the button and hit like, and that says, I like this.
Ahora todo lo que tienen que hacer una persona es pulsar un botón y decir que les gusta esto y así se va.
And the person that posted it feels so good because they're feeling liked.
Y la persona que lo puso se siente muy bien porque mucha gente le gustó eso.
Yet on the other hand,
pero en otra mano,
when people put the thumbs down symbol on their post,
pero cuando la otra mano, cuando otras personas ponen el símbolo de que no le gustó.
They're heartbroken.
Quebrantan sus corazones.
And there's a lot of trouble happening because of these social platforms, just because of dislikes.
Y hay muchos resentimientos por eso, porque esos que no le gustan.
Because if we're really human and honest,
porque si somos realmente humanos y honestos,
we're actually really human, but you know what I mean.
Somos humanos, pero usted sabe lo que quiero decir.
But when we admit our humanity,
cuando admitimos nuestra humanidad,
none of us wants a thumbs down dislike on anything we do.
Nadie le gusta cuando alguien no le gusta lo que usted hace o lo que dice.
Psychologists even proclaim this today.
Los psicólogos también dicen ahora en estos días.
And it's the importance of praise.
Que es la importancia de sentirse bien.
Instead of putting down,
en vez de no gustarle a alguien,
you lift them up. Because there's in within our hearts the desire to be accepted.
Porque está dentro de nuestros corazones de sentirnos aceptados.
We want relationships.
Queremos esas relaciones.
But all of those things are ultimately leading us to the point of wanting to have true love.
Pero todas esas cosas últimamente nos llevan a ese punto de que nos queremos sentir amados.
Sometimes back in the day,
en tiempos pasados,
we'd watch those little children's shows.
Miramos esos, shows de niños.
And some of those really popular ones are so popular because of Love's Kiss.
Y son muy populares porque los amores y besos.
Sleeping Beauty gets a peck on the lips. Sleeping Beauty.
Bella Durmiente, le dan un beso.
She gets that Love's Kiss and she wakes up.
Le dan ese amor, ese beso de amor y despierta.
So we were like looking at that show and just like, oh.
Vemos esos shows y nos quedamos muy enamorados.
Because our emotions are understanding love.
Porque nuestras emociones están entendiendo ese amor.
You all know what I mean, right?
Ustedes saben lo que estoy queriendo explicar, ¿verdad?
We love television shows or movies that just express love because there's just something in us that just loves it.
Muchas veces miramos nomás esas películas, esos shows porque demuestran el amor y es lo que nosotros buscamos.
But in real life,
pero en realidad,
we all know that sometimes what seems to be that perfect love,
todos nosotros sabemos que en realidad todo lo que es el amor perfecto,
we find out isn't perfect.
Encontramos que no es perfecto.
We marry because we love.
Nos casamos porque amamos.
But then we realize we married a sinner.
Pero luego realizamos que nos casamos con un pecador.
That individual we married is not perfect.
Que la persona que nos casamos no es perfecta.
But we love each other.
Pero nos amamos.
Or at least we're supposed to, right?
O creemos que, ¿verdad?
But love is something we all desire.
Pero el amor es algo que nosotros deseamos.
And the reason why love in this world maybe seemingly isn't perfect,
la razón porque el amor significa que en este mundo no es importante,
is because that should lead us to the place of perfect love.
Es porque eso nos tiene que llevar a un lugar de un amor perfecto.
And that love is found in God alone.
Y ese amor se encuentra solamente en Dios.
When we are satisfied with our relationship with God,
cuando nosotros estamos satisfacidos con el amor de Dios,
you will find yourself at rest.
tú te encuentras en un lugar tranquilo.
That striving to try to find and to satisfy that desire for love.
Ese deseo de buscar y encontrar algo satisfecho para tu amor.
You will find yourself at rest.
Te encuentras en un lugar tranquilo.
For instance, the young person that is looking one day to be married.
Por ejemplo, esa persona joven que algún día busca casarse.
I'll say this first.
Voy a decir esto primero.
The best thing you can do is pray.
La primera cosa que puedes hacer es orar.
Because young lady, you want a man that is going to love you.
Porque joven, tú quieres a un hombre que te ame.
You want someone that's going to care for you, that's going to cherish you and esteem you as a person.
Tú quieres a alguien que te va a que se va a encargar de ti, que te va a amar y a cuidar.
To lift you up, to build you up, to help you.
Que te va a ayudar, te va a levantar.
That's the kind of man you want.
Ese es el tipo de hombre que tú quieres.
You don't want just good looks and muscles.
No más quieres a un joven guapo y con mucho.
That was good right there. It's not about looks, it's not about muscles.
No es como se mide, no es acerca de eso.
Because you can have a cute man.
Puedes tener un hombre muy bello.
But he'll mistreat you.
Pero te va a tratar muy mal.
Use you.
Te va a usar.
Treat you like dirt.
Te va a tratar como
you don't want that.
Tierra, y no quieres eso.
You pray and you ask God for the right man who is going to honor you, respect you, cherish you, and treat you right.
Tú ora a Dios y Él te va a dar un hombre que te va a apreciar, te va a amar, te va a ayudar.
And more often than not, he is going to be a born-again child of God.
Y más que nunca va a ser un hombre que es nacido de Dios.
If he's just going out with you just because he wants one thing,
si está saliendo contigo nomás porque quiere una cosa,
run away from that like you've never run before.
Corre de él como nunca has corrido.
It's the same thing for the men.
Igualmente para el hombre.
It's not just about pretty hair and pretty everything else.
Es no nomás como se vista la muchacha o como se vea.
You want her to love you and respect you and build you up.
Quieres que ella te ame, te respete.
That will raise your children in the future to fear God.
Y que ella, cuando tengan hijos, te ayude a crecerlos en el camino de Dios.
It's not about a one-side fling kind of thing. It's about commitment.
No es nomás de un lado, es de
commitment. You need to be committed.
Compromiso.
And that commitment needs to remain for the rest of your lives together. You need to be committed to each other.
Ese compromiso tiene que ser por vida.
And that's the kind of person you want to marry.
Y ese es el tipo de persona que tú
quieres. You want him to be committed to you as a woman.
Quieres que sean comprometidos a ti como mujer.
And you want her to be committed to you as a man.
Y tú quieres que ella sea comprometida contigo como hombre.
That was a side note.
Es una nota a un lado.
But that young person is looking for a husband or a wife.
Pero esa persona joven está buscando por un hombre o una mujer.
And when you have found her, when you have found him,
y cuando tú lo has encontrado,
there is a rest that comes.
Hay esa tranquilidad en ti que ya lo encontraste.
You don't have to look anymore.
Ya no tienes que buscar.
You can rest.
Puedes descansar.
And in many ways, there is a rest that comes when you understand God's love.
Y en muchas maneras, así es el amor de Dios cuando lo encuentras.
God is love.
Dios es amor.
And John said that if you love, you know God.
Y Juan dice que cuando tú encuentras a Dios, o cuando tú amas, tú encuentras a Dios.
Because God is love.
Porque Dios es amor.
You see, our desire as born-again believers is going to be to love.
Tú sabes que nuestro deseo como cristianos y nacidos en el amor de Dios es encontrar a Dios.
When you love, you're actually displaying God-like characteristics.
Cuando tú amas, tú encuentras a Dios, tú empiezas a enseñar esas características.
God is love.
Dios es amor.
But one thing we must understand is this.
Pero una cosa que tenemos que entender es esto.
Is that we are loved.
Que nosotros somos amados.
It can't be overly expressed.
No puede ser expresado mucho.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
God loves every one of you. He loves every one of us in this place.
Dios ama cada uno de ustedes.
He did everything to make you acceptable in His sight because He loves you.
Dios hizo todo aceptable delante de Él porque Él te ama.
But we do have a devil out there.
Pero hay un diablo allá.
And he is a liar.
Y es el mentiroso.
He is a master of lies.
Él es el maestro de mentiras.
Sometimes we can make a mistake and all of a sudden he'll condemn us.
A veces hacemos un error muy chico y él nos condena.
He begins to say, oh, God's mad at you now.
Y él nos empieza a decir que Dios está enojado con nosotros.
You've done one wrong too many.
Que haces un error mucho.
Even for someone that is straight from the Lord.
Alguien, especialmente alguien que ha estado directo con el Señor.
And they begin to return to God.
Y él empieza a regresar con Dios.
And that devil begins to say,
y el diablo empieza a decir,
he's going to accept everyone else, not you.
Él va a aceptar a todos menos a ti.
You knew the truth.
Tú sabías la verdad.
So now God's not going to forgive you.
Ahora Dios no te va a perdonar.
And I'm here to tell you that that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Y estoy aquí para decirte que eso es una mentira desde lo más profundo del infierno.
When we look at the story of the prodigal son,
cuando miramos la historia del hijo pródigo,
and when that prodigal returned,
cuando ese hijo regresa,
that father ran to meet him.
El padre corrió a encontrarlo.
Our God is love.
Nuestro Dios es amor.
He's about restoration.
Él es todo acerca de restauración.
And so I'm here to say this morning that God loves you. He loves you with a true and everlasting love. Paul was so convinced of God's love that he said in verses 38 and 39 of Romans chapter 8, he said it with all of his heart, I believe. He said, I am persuaded. I am persuaded, right at the beginning of verse 38. Yes. It says, for I am persuaded.
Dice que, pues, yo estoy convencido.
I am persuaded.
Yo soy convencido.
You know what that means?
¿Sabes lo que significa eso?
That in the beginning, Paul probably didn't know that as well as he knows it now.
Que en el principio, Pablo, no, yo creo que él no sabía como, bien como lo sabe ahora.
Think about it.
Piénsalo un poco.
Either you've been convinced or you've been persuaded. The same is, it's the same both ways. For you to be convinced or persuaded, that means you had doubts before.
Esa palabra convencido o no ser bien convencido es casi lo mismo, es no saber exactamente lo que estás pensando.
There are times in our relationship with God where we wrestle with these things.
Hay veces en nuestra relación con Dios que nosotros peleamos con estas decisiones.
How many of you were there when you first got saved?
¿Cuántos han estado ahí cuando primeramente fueron salvos?
When I first got saved,
cuando yo fui salvo primeramente,
I wanted to be right with God so much so.
Yo quería estar bien con Dios, muy bien con Dios.
That when I was a baby in Christ, I would do something wrong.
Que cuando yo empecé a caminar con Dios, hacía algo malo.
I'd feel bad about it.
Y me sentía mal.
And I would go find a place to get on my knees.
Y encontraba un lugar para ir a arrodillarme.
And I'd be praying to Jesus all over again.
Y empezaba a orar a Dios.
And I'd say, please come into my heart.
Y le decía, por favor, ven a mi corazón.
I was trying to get saved all over again.
Yo quería ser salvo nuevamente.
Because I wasn't convinced yet of His love.
No estaba convencido todavía de su amor.
But I can take you, if I could, to the property where I was walking.
Pero yo puedo llevarte, sí. Tú quisieras la propiedad donde yo caminaba.
And I was talking to the Lord and wrestling with these very issues.
Yo caminaba y oraba con Dios y peleaba con estas cosas.
Because I was tired.
Porque estaba cansado.
Of doing something wrong and feeling like I had to get saved all over again.
De que hacía algo malo y me sentía como que tenía que ser renovado nuevamente.
And so I remember I was saying, Lord, I know you love me. I believe you love me. And I remember where I was when he gave me that assurance that I was saved. And I was also assured of his love. And so I didn't have to strive to try to say, God, do you love me now or do you hate me now? Rather, I was persuaded of his love.
Pero, sin embargo, ya estaba asegurado de su amor.
Paul had come to that persuasion. He was convinced of God's love.
Pablo vino a esa seguridad, esa tranquilidad del amor de Dios.
And what he says in that list,
cuando lo dijo ahí en esa lista,
he's pretty much saying there is nothing.
Él dijo que no había nada.
Say it, nothing.
Dígalo, nada.
Nothing, nada.
Nada.
That there is nothing that is able to separate us from God's love.
Que no hay nada que nos pueda separar del amor de Dios.
That means that because you are His child,
eso quiere decir que porque tú eres su hijo,
and because you are loved by God,
porque tú eres amado por Dios,
you don't have to fear He's going to turn His back on you when you make a mistake.
No tienes que temer de que Él se va a voltear su espalda a ti porque vas a hacer un, hiciste un error.
You don't have to fear that He's holding your past against you.
No tienes que temer de que Él va a poner tu pasado frente de ti.
When you come to God,
cuando tú vienes a Dios,
He has eradicated your entire past as far as He's concerned.
Él ha borrado tu pasado completamente.
It's all washed under the blood.
Está todo lavado bajo la sangre de Él.
You are His child and you are loved by God.
Tú eres el hijo de Él y Él, tú eres amado por Él.
When the devil comes to you and tries to lie and say God is mad at you,
cuando el diablo viene a ti y te dice que Dios está enojado contigo,
you need to remember God loves you.
Tú tienes que recordar que Dios te ama.
These two verses in Romans,
estos dos versículos aquí en Romanos,
Romans 8, 38 and 39,
en Romanos 8, 38 y 39,
are two excellent scriptures to commit to memory.
Son escrituras muy buenas para podernoslas memorizar.
So that when the liar comes to lie,
así para cuando el diablo mentiroso venga,
you remind him of what the Bible says about God's love for you. How many of you can say praise the Lord to God's love? I want you to say out loud, I am loved. Dios te ama. God loves you. Remember that. God loves you. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. We're going to say a short prayer together because we will be taking communion.